SRN News, I'm John Scott. Speaking from the White House, President Biden says there's no question who's behind Alexei Navalny's death.
Make no mistake, Putin is responsible for Navalny's death. Putin is responsible. What has happened to Navalny is yet more proof of Putin's brutality.
Alexei Navalny, who fought against official corruption and staged massive anti-Kremlin protests as President Vladimir Putin's fiercest foe, has died in an Arctic penal colony where he was serving a 19-year sentence. He was 47. Also at SRNNews.com, wholesale inflation accelerated in January. Correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
It's the latest sign that some inflation pressures in the economy remain elevated. The Labor Department says that its producer price index, which tracks inflation before it reaches consumers, rose 0.3% from December to January. That's after it fell slightly from November to December. Measured year over year, producer prices rose by just under 1% in January. The figures follow a surprisingly hot report this week that showed consumer prices easing less than expected last month. I'm Shelley Adler.
A measure of consumer sentiment ticked higher this month after soaring in December and January, underscoring that Americans are starting to feel better about the economy after years of gloom. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index ticked up to 79.6 in February from 79 in January. On Wall Street, the hotter-than-expected update on wholesale inflation has sent stocks lower. The Dow is minus 5 points. The Nasdaq, 48 points in the red. This is SRNU. A Michigan church prepares for a big challenge.
Members of Northridge Church's Plymouth and Brighton campuses will come together Thursday, February 29th, and for 3 days will pack meals for poor kids around the globe. The goal is to get to 1 million meals, done by 5 p.m. Saturday, March 2nd. Northridge is taking on the challenge in connection with the ministry Feed My Starving Children, which will dispense the food where it's most needed. The church says it will gather hundreds of volunteers to do the work. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Turkish government will no longer send imams to work in mosques across Germany. The decades-old practice has come under intense criticism in recent years as German authorities accuse Turkish imams of abusing their positions to promote support for Turkey's ruling Justice and Development Party. There are about 5 million Muslims in the country. This is SRN News. A 16-year-old boy arrested in connection with a deadly rush hour shooting at a New York City subway station earlier this week. Authorities say it began with a dispute between two rival gangs who boarded the same train at different stations. DoorDash's revenues and orders exceeded expectations for the fourth quarter, although its net losses failed to shrink as quickly as Wall Street had hoped.
The San Francisco-based delivery company said its revenues rose 27% to $2.3 billion in the October to December period. That slightly exceeded the $2.25 billion analysts had projected. Total orders rose 23% to 574 million compared to the 561.3 million forecast by Wall Street.
Correspondent Jeremy House, the company's net loss narrowed to $156 million in the quarter, down from $642 million in the year earlier period. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.